Yes, 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 ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the pod. We're back. It's been a long time. It's been a very long time. Behind the scenes, we've been doing bits and pieces. I'm joined by Sergio for a very exciting podcast.
It is. Today, we're going to be talking about the World Cup coming up very soon. Very exciting. I think the vibes are starting to
kick in.
To kick in, yeah.
Even though Qatar is a shithole. And we made a podcast on it, I think last year, regarding Qatar and our views on it. Do you quickly want to touch upon it, or is it?
I mean, yeah, I think even the FIFA president himself, it wasn't the greatest idea to do in Qatar. I think also in the middle of the season, a lot of players are missing out with injuries. And also some of the comments, including being homosexual as a mental illness from some of the big people in Qatar, is a bit, you know, I understand it's a different religion, but we also have to respect everyone else.
Yeah, especially when it comes to, okay, look, the thing is, with me, I don't mind what Qatar does necessarily, like, as long as it's not terrible. Like, for example, we don't know what happens in other countries, but because it's a World Cup, you should, and you're hosting it, you should adapt to, I guess, the whole world and the general view and not to your own views.
In my opinion, we're not saying that you have to, like, make their country, like, just suddenly change for 28 days, but they should open up and allow different things, even if it may be a bit
controversial. You kind of know what you signed up for, yeah. And you're not adapting to it, which is also weird. Because also with the drink, I saw cheapest bar you can get a drink, a pint, is $92. Are you mad?
Yeah, I mean, that's insane. That's just to stop people from drinking. But at the same time, I saw also there were a lot of politics were trying to be involved in the fact that Ukraine should be in and Iran should be out. I also don't think that politics shouldn't have anything to do with the World Cup, which I feel
football
like,
in general.
Or football, yeah. But I feel like the World Cup has a lot of politics this year and a lot of controversial things around it.
Well, yeah, speaking of politics, on Netflix there's a doku called FIFA Uncovered or Exploited. Very good, very political. It goes into FIFA and how FIFA is a shithole. It's very fun. You should watch it. But with that all being said,
actually, one thing before we start talking the World Cup. You're talking about like politics and stuff, and I thought of money. Liverpool are trying to get taken over by the 8th richest man in the world, an Indian man. 8th richest, like in the list of Forbes, I think. If Liverpool get taken over, the Prem is just going to become oil money league, an oil money league.
Yeah, that's also to do with the politics. Can go into depth about the politics in football. Especially with the Saudi owners and the Abu Dhabi owners, Paris Saint-Germain, like everything kind of adds up if you like listen to podcasts and watch the FIFA Unfolded thing with Neymar as well. It's like after getting Qatar, getting the World Cup, they invest heavily in a French team, right? And then they buy the most expensive player. And then like people getting paid off basically because they voted for Qatar. Sepp Blatter did say that he was voting, or he wanted to vote for the USA, which were favourites. But we all know it's rigged.
I mean, the USA is next World Cup, which I think is stupid. USA, Mexico, and Canada is a
bad thing.
Yeah, it's so big. Like, so, you're going to get no vibes. You're going to have individual cities with nothing.
Yeah, exactly. And we saw this, last summer with the Euros. Mm. Everything was so spread out. It wasn't really a nice, I don't know. It was just a bit odd.
It was more a television vibe.
Yeah, exactly. But with all that being said, we're going to go through three teams. Obviously, Spain, Holland, and England. Mm-hmm. Look at their 26-man squad. And maybe talk about the others as well, maybe. So let's start with your team, Spain. Interesting.
Yeah, the squad selection has been interesting. I wouldn't say it's surprising because it's been kind of the same squad that Luis Enrique has been using this whole time and that he used for the Euros as well, because it's a very similar squad. But there are a few players that I feel like should be in the squad, not maybe because they should start, but also because of what they add in terms of experience. And, you know, because, for example, Sergio Ramos, he definitely should be in the World Cup, not maybe because he needs to start, but because he has that experience, he has that leadership. I don't like him. I don't like Sergio Ramos at all. But I think that him over Eric Garcia, for example, is just a no-brainer because Eric Garcia doesn't even start for Barcelona. And Sergio Ramos is the second player with the most caps in the whole history of Spain. So I don't really understand the thought process behind it. I understand he hasn't played a lot of international football lately. But he is playing for PSG. He hasn't lost with PSG since he made his debut there. So I don't know. I feel like that's a bit of a strange one. There's a few players I would change. Also, Uri Lemon from Valencia. I don't really understand the thought process behind that one. I understand he's versatile. He can play in midfield as well. But whenever he's played against Atleti, for example, he really hasn't been amazing. I mean, of course, Atletico is the best team in the world. But yeah, and then a few midfielders. I see a lot of people hating on Koke. I am very biased, but I see so many people hating on Koke. And actually, I saw in an interview, they asked Luis Enrique, what's your thought process behind Koke? And he said, Koke was a no-brainer. Every manager likes him for a reason, and he was one of the first people to be in the squad.
No, true. I think Koke is great. One that does stand out for me, who has been selected, is I think it's Nico Williams.
Nico Williams, yeah.
And not Anaki Williams.
His brother actually plays for Ghana now. Because he didn't get called up for Spain, he decided to play for Ghana.
It's interesting because he's also young.
Going to the World Cup.
Yeah, but Nico Williams is young. Mm-hmm. I think he's 18, something like that. And he plays for, Bilbao?
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting. But overall, when I look at your team, I think it's just shit.
Yeah, no, I like the midfield.
Midfield is midfield is good. Because midfield is maybe the best.
I feel like Rodri is a very good holding midfield.
Yeah, I would play. Yeah, okay.
I'll play.
Let's go. I think David De Gea should be in here.
I don't think David De Gea fits the style of play of Spain.
But Unai Simon is so bad.
He's just me. He's funny.
Okay. Your left back. Who's your left back? Oh, Alba.
We've got Alba and Guy.
Who's Hugo G?
Uri Lemon.
Oh, is that the guy you're talking about? I have no clue. Is he left back?
No, he's just centre back.
You don't have a backup left back. Oh, Guy.
Guy, yeah.
I'm sure. All right. Yeah. If you make your 11 then, go on, hit me.
I'd probably put Sanchez in goal, to be honest.
Yeah, Brighton goalkeeper.
Brighton goalkeeper from the selection that we have, obviously. Then I'd put kind of a Howell right back. Then you get Laporte and Pau Torres, I guess, in centre back. We don't have any right footed centre backs. I don't want to play FB centre back, to be honest. I'm not playing.
So I was thinking FB centre back, but he's slow.
Yeah, I'm not playing Agathi either. I like Pau Torres and I like Laporte. So
both left footers.
Yeah, it's fine. And then on the left, I'll probably put Alba, Jordi Alba. And then in the midfield, I would put, I said, holding midfielder Rodri. I put Koke. And I would put Pedri. And then in attack, I put Marcos Llorente on the right wing. In striker, Morata. And then left wing. Probably Ansu Fati. Ansu Fati or. Yeah, because there's not. Also, Jeremy Beano. How the fuck is Jeremy Beano on this team?
I don't like Jeremy Beano.
He is, but.
I don't know what he's doing there. But you don't really have good attackers, let's be real.
Yeah, except that's why I'm putting Marcos Llorente at right wing.
True. I think overall, looking at your team.
I also think, to be honest, I like Gavi. Gavi, he plays with passion. Like, he runs around a lot, he puts everything in. But I feel like he's more of a super sub at this point. I feel like you need experience in midfield.
I wonder who's going to come on for you and make the difference because I don't really see. Jeremy Pino
too. I think Nico Williams will, but I don't think any of the Atleti midfielders will start.
I think Koke starts 100%.
Yeah, really? I think he will go with the Barcelona trio.
No, he'll go Rodri, Koke, and Pedri.
I think he'll go Busquets, Pedri, and Gavi.
Yeah, maybe. And then you lose, and then he takes up Busquets because Busquets is over.
Busquets is there just because he has experience.
But I think, you should have taken 100% looking at your defenders now. You should have taken Ramos, and you should have started Ramos. Easy. Yeah. That's what I would have done.
Also, I see a lot of people talking about Thiago and how Thiago's not going. I didn't like Thiago when he played for Spain. Whenever I watched Thiago play for Spain, I felt like he was trying to be aesthetic. And football isn't meant to be aesthetic. Okay, it can be. But for the way that Spain plays, I didn't think he fit the team. I think he's just, yeah.
Yeah, I would probably agree with you. Yeah, the whole team made, I guess. There's not really much else he can make from. But it's interesting.
We're missing many attackers, sorry. Gerard Moreno. He could have come. Borja Iglesias, Iago Aspas, Canales as well in midfield. Like, there's so many.
Agreed.
He retired like 2-3 years ago. No, but like, I mean, there's so many. Joselu, for fuck's sake. Even Joselu, he's good. We have so many strikers from mid-tier teams.
Out and out strikers who play for like Real Sociedad.
Yeah, but they're good strikers. They're finishers. They always end up with 15 plus goals a season. And you're not putting them because they're not in those top clubs. You're putting fucking Sarabia.
Yeah, but he plays for Sporting now. Yeah.
He plays for PSG. But,
Yeah, but he's got a good line he came back. Now. Well, it's interesting. It's an interesting team. I'm going to get onto the predictions later.
But I think Spain will do well, though. I think like if they manage to do it in the Euros is arguably harder than the World Cup. The World Cup is the Euros with bad teams and then Brazil and Argentina.
I think the most difficult thing is the Nations League, personally, because you play the best teams. The best group with the most teams.
Yeah, but it's different. I guess there's also so much more pressure in the World Cup that makes
it's difficult.
Yeah,
but yeah, I think that's solid from Spain's side of things. Moving on to England, then I think England was very interesting. I think people Southgate in, Southgate out. You know,
it's some players proving wrong.
Yeah, recently, yesterday we'll get onto that when we get onto the strikers. Goalkeepers, I think, is their set match, right?
Yeah, goalkeepers are fine. They have good.
Who would you start?
I would start Pope.
I would start Ramsdale.
Really?
Yeah, I think Ramsdale's good. He's good with his feet as well.
No, that's not Nick Pope. I like Nick Pope.
And then Trent going, Connor Cody going, Eric Dier.
I understand. Connor Cody, I understand. He was captain for Wolves and he's like a good backup centre back.
He's very good at
Eric Dier.
Debatable. But in a three back.
In a three back, he plays well. He plays well under Conte.
John Stones, Luke
Maguire, Shaw. I understand Maguire. He's. Do you remember the Euros? What was it, the World Cup?
The Euros and the World Cup.
And the World Cup. The guy is insane in this, in the national team.
In England, so I was watching him before he came. I was watching Spencer C, and he said that Harry Maguire is a better English player, England player, wearing an England shirt, playing for England. Then John Stones and Rio, John Stones. Then Rio Ferdinand and John Terry.
Jesus,
I think it's true because pretty much he's done better things. Yeah. Finals.
Harry Maguire just really his head is not in it.
No, it's a shame. Right. We'll see what happens because he didn't really make a steady impression when he played against the mighty was it Germany? I think it was.
Yeah.
But yeah, Ben White. Kyle Walker with an injury, he's going. Interesting.
No.
Kieran Trippier, bro. He has to start.
Kieran Trippier. It depends what formation they play. I don't think he fits a three back.
I think we're missing Tomori.
Yeah.
People in England don't realise how good this
is. That's why there's so much Premier League bias in this. So much Premier League bias. You got no Tomori, no Smalling.
But I think that's always the case.
Yeah.
I think that's always the case for every manager who watches their own league. More often, we'll pick people from their own league than people that play abroad.
James Maddison picked up an injury in his last game. He got subbed off with an injury, so we'll see if he makes it to the World Cup.
I think he's still going, no?
I hope so. I mean, they got for good midfielders.
They have good
midfielders. Gallagher, interesting. He played very well last season, to be fair. Phillips hasn't played a game this season because he was injured.
That's interesting.
But the rest is fun. Callum Wilson, I understand, to be fair. He's a good striker. Oh, come on, like, there's other strikers there as well.
I think, yeah, you said it. Ivan Toney scored two against...
Ivan Toney deserves to be in the World Cup.
Ivan Toney scored two against...
Reece James. He was back, you know, like, he's back. He literally prepared. And then Ivan Toney posted a photo, and then Reece James commented, they don't want to see us shine. And then he liked a tweet about someone complaining about Southgate not taking Reece James.
Yeah, there was something about... Reece James has been a little bit of a bitch,
yeah,
so to speak, but I don't know what's going on.
To be fair,
behave in such a manner, I think it's a bit weird.
I think because he believes that he didn't play for Chelsea and he saved himself to the World Cup, to go to the World Cup.
And he sees that Kyle Walker has been picked and he hasn't.
Kyle Walker hasn't played, Kyle Walker's injured.
Exactly, so it's definitely interesting what's going on behind the scenes, but I don't know. Calvin Phillips hasn't played, I think it's interesting.
Calvin Phillips played very well though in the Euros. I understand Calvin Phillips.
Phil Foden, Jack Grealish should go, James Madison should go, Rashford, I guess you could take him. Mm. It starts to fade away, like it starts to become like, oh, you can take him. Mm. Oh, he's also good. It's not
players that some of these players are like 2 seasons ago, they were world class, and right now they're not really at the peak.
So who would you start? What's your ideal England lineup then?
I would play a 4-3-3. I'd have Pope in goal, Trippier right back, left back Luke Shaw because he's insane.
For England. Yeah. And he's been doing recently very well for Man United, sadly, my boy Tyrell.
I would put in centre back. Man, these centre backs are, wow, they're really not great. Wow. Honestly, Harry Maguire.
Yeah.
And John Stones, I guess.
Yeah.
I wouldn't play Trent. I wouldn't play Trent. I think Trent's too much of a
risk. It's insane. I think it's insane.
Unless you play him in midfield, I feel like you can't have Trent leaving.
No, don't you should play him in midfield.
Exactly. I'm not going to play him in midfield. Then I'd have Bellingham in midfield. Rice. Madison.
Yep.
And then front three of Saka, Kane. Foden. Yeah, but Sterling has been really poor. Grealish, I don't like Grealish.
I love Grealish.
Unless you play Madison on the wing and play Mount in midfield.
But so
don't really play right Mount that much this season.
My formation will be for the three-back formation, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because the thing is, England, like you said, don't really have good defenders, so then you might as well have an extra, I don't know,
mm-hmm.
defensive block.
What, and play with the 3-5-2?
3-5-2, yeah. So my goalkeeper, like I said, will be Aaron Ramsdale. I think he's just been phenomenal. He's you know, doing very well, just like Nick Pope, I guess. You know, Newcastle won, kept a clean sheet against Chelsea last night, but for me, Aaron Ramsdale just edges it. But like we said, Jordan Pickford, it's been, when he pulls on an England shirt, becomes like this prime Casillas, sadly.
Yeah.
But I would go for Aaron Ramsdale. And I think Jordan Pickford will be my second goalkeeper. Nick Pope will be my third. But then right back, I do go for Trent.
Right wing back, okay.
Yeah, I'd go for Trent. Especially in the smaller games. But there's not really much that separates Kieran Trippier and Trent, to be fair. But like against Iran and against the USA, maybe not against the USA, but against Iran and what's the other team?
I don't remember. Blah, 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 blah,
blah. So, I don't know. But the other team is also Wills. That was the other team. You can play Trent, I think.
It is Wells.
So. I would play left back, I would play Kieran Trippier.
Left back
Kieran Trippier, yeah. Oh. Interesting, yeah.
He's got no left foot.
I know, but he can cut inside, deliverable, yeah.
Interesting.
I think Luke Shaw is just a good bench player. Then my three centre backs, this is where it gets interesting. I think my right centre back would be Ben White.
Mm-hmm.
He's been phenomenal for
us. He's been very good.
England. I don't think this is what Gareth Southgate will do that.
No, he won't.
Ben White hasn't been playing yet in that three back. Eric Dyer in the middle, and then John Stones left. So
I put Eric Dyer on the side, to be honest.
I think he plays for the middle forward.
Does he? Yeah, I thought he
maybe.
Played.
Or maybe Davies, I don't know. But yeah,
that's Davies plays on the left, yeah, he's left footed.
I think that's how I, because Maguire at the moment has not been looking too comfortable. He's not been looking too comfortable. So that's, yeah, I just
maybe Connor Cody deserves a shout, to be honest.
In a free back?
Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't know. Yeah, he could be. But he's also a good, I guess, fill up. And then my midfield would be easy. Jude Bellingham, Declan Rice, and who would you have? Madison as well, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then how many do I have left up top?
Two at your front.
I'd go Sterling and Kane. So then I leave out Saka. No, fuck. Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, it's tough. They have a lot of attackers.
You know, even Callum Wilson instead of Sterling if you're going to play two strikers.
I mean, to be honest, you play with like a false line and a main striker. You put Madison up there. Second striker. But also, I feel like Reece James in this squad would perfectly fit a three-back. He can play centre-back, he can play right wing-back.
Yeah, I think as the tournament progresses and they play Senegal, I think then
I think we could even see if he plays a three back Saka playing left wing back.
Yeah,
I think true. We could see that because he has no other left back.
But I don't know if he plays Saka though. I would play Saka right wing back then, right? Because he plays.
Yeah, and then who would you play on the left?
Just Kieran Trippier,
I guess.
It's a bit weak. Or Luke Shaw, I don't mind. Luke Shaw did very well.
Or Sterling. Sterling's played a bit on the left wing back, but you know, I feel like there's two main people that miss out. Tony and Reece James.
Tomori also.
I think Tony.
If you say fullback, you should have had Tomori there.
Yeah,
it's been so good.
For a team that won the league as well, by the way.
Yeah, and obviously he didn't. It was quite kind of sad to see, but against Chelsea, he had the press conference, and he said this was the second game. So I think they were playing home now. Mm-hmm. And it's like, okay, now I'm going to show them what you know I'm capable of. And then he got like a red card in 20 minutes.
Yeah.
So that was a bit of a shame for him.
But, do you think Harvey Barnes should have been in contention of going?
Harvey Barnes?
Over Jack Grealish.
No. Well, I have not seen Harvey Barnes this season.
Harvey Barnes has six goals this season.
Leicester have been very poor at the start. So.
And now they're insane. They've kept like 5 point sheets out of the last six.
Yep, true. But I don't think Harvey Barnes.
No, but look at this. Top scorer.
Jared Bowen.
The top two English scorers in the Prem. Harry Kane on 12, Antony on 10. The next English striker.
It's Wilson, right?
It's Wilson with 6.
So Tony is also, this is also why I would have taken Tony instead of Callum Wilson and maybe even James Ward-Prowse, because penalties, bro. England and penalties never really go that well.
Kieran Trippier is good at taking pens.
You've got, I can name 5 solid penalty takers who can easily score for England. Ivan Tony, 1. James Ward-Prowse will be 2. I think Jude Bellingham could do it. Bukayo Saka.
Harry Kane.
And Harry Kane, that's 5. And then you left 2 of them at home. James Maddison can also now take a penalty.
I don't think he's missed a pen in the Prem for Bradford.
Ever. I think he's only missed one in his whole career. So, you know, if you... Because for the Dutch
national team... The thing is, with Ivan Tony, he turns up in certain games. Like, certain games, he'll score 3 goals out of nowhere for you. And he'll score some good goals. He'll score from the halfway line. He'll score from a free kick. He'll score from 1-on-1.
I think it's a bit of a dickhead move from Southgate to invite him and then not play him in, I think, the 2 friendlies they had.
And he played well this season. Like, he's proved that he should go. And he proved it again against Man City.
Yeah. But at the end of the day, we're talking backup striker, I think. Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
Harry Kane is a striker for England. No second thoughts.
No. That's clear. Moving on then to the Netherlands. It was interesting to see who fell off and who went.
It's interesting to see Noppert as goalkeeper.
Yeah, so with the goalkeepers in the Netherlands, there was always this big debate. Verhaal said, we're going to take 4 goalkeepers. Then he cut it down to 3. Mark Flecker, Freiburg goalkeeper, 3rd in the Bundesliga, concedes the least amount of goals, wasn't selected. When he was kind of Louis van Gaal's, like, he invented him, basically. Mm-hmm. Nobody knew who he was at the start when he took over as manager. And now, the moment supplant, however you want to say it, he hasn't picked him, nor has he picked Jasper Cillessen, who in the past was our number one goalkeeper.
Mm-hmm.
I would have taken... Krul was out of contention because he didn't do the penalty thing.
Oh, did he not?
Yeah, so we had this penalty investigation, or like, yeah, however you want to call it, test, that the goalkeepers had to do, and Krul was invited, but he's like, back in Costa Rica, bro, did you not see? I kind of had to stop penalties. Like, I'm not going to do this silly little test to see if I'm good at, you know, penalty killing. But yeah, Andries Noppert, I thought was very surprising, but I love the guy. He's just so like... He's just like, well, like a guy you could see the supermarket working as an Albert Heijn guy. You know what I mean? He's just like so down to earth. He's
funny. Bailo should sell. That's not even like...
No, he will start. Bailo will start.
I think he should. That's not even biased for me. He was so good in the Europa League against Lazio.
Yeah, that was unreal. He saved us so badly.
Like, the man knows how to turn up at big games.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, he's back.
Netherlands have a great team, you know.
And then...
they really do.
Stefan de Vrij. Who else do we have? De Ligt.
Dumfries.
Who's now injured.
Yeah.
At the time of recording.
Okay.
We'll see if he goes, and then who will, you know, replace him. Van Dijk, yeah. Frenkie de Jong. Not bad either.
Xavi Simons got called up.
Yeah, that's interesting. Xavi Simons got... I'm happy. He's someone who... You know, has this like Gabriel Jesus face, you know? You're like, what is this guy? And he's always like, he looks like he's going to cry. But this guy, bro, I don't know if you watched the Ajax game. Ajax played PSV a week ago. And at the end of the game, because he has lived in Spain his whole life, basically. He goes up to Eddie Alvarez. Eddie Alvarez, what's his name? Alvarez. Yeah. Eddie Alvarez is a UFC fighter. But he goes up to Alvarez and he goes and puts his hand over his mouth and he just, you know, starts just blabbing in Spanish and just goes, and then you can see like this, Alvarez gets so pissed off. And then the whole beef just, there was a whole beef on like at the final whistle as well. And it just, he gets under people's skin and I like it. He's 19 years old. We never really knew him.
No, he's been, I've seen videos of him since he was young. He was like, oh, Xavi Simons is going to be next Messi or whatever. Yeah, I think also,
it was interesting.
I have a question. Do you think Depay starts?
Also,
Danjuma didn't get called up.
Yeah, that's big L. Big L. I think he should have been picked. Because we both have Wout Weghorst and Luke de Jong, who are similar players. So, Danjuma is...
Over Noah Lang. Noah Lang is...
No, I'm happy. I'm happy. Noah Lang is also...
He didn't start for the Champions League games.
No, that's true. And he's a bench player, so he's now used to being on the bench. He will be benched, but he can come on and he can have an instant impact. I'm sure of it. He's like a wild card, so to speak. I think he's a good player.
What would be your formation, your team?
We're playing a three-back, I think, as well, just like England. So my team would look like Bale. I think he's just undisputed number one. He's... Mm-hmm. Played for Oranje previously, so I think that's our goalkeeper, especially after seeing Pasveer last night again. Just not good. Then I would have my centre backs, Van Dijk. Botman, I think, was interesting.
Yeah, that he was in pass. Well, he's been very good for me.
Again, like I said, clean sheet against Chelsea, a struggling Chelsea side. But then I would have Ake, left centre back, Van Dijk, middle. Okay. And I think I would go for De Vrij or De Ligt at the moment because you're in Timber.
You wouldn't have you put Ake over one of the Vrij or De Ligt.
Yeah, because he's left footed and he's played there.
Isn't De Vrij left footed?
No, they're right footed. Oh. So, and Ake is also fast. Mm-hmm. Ake. So, and then I would have Dumfries, but it looks like he's going to be out with a knee injury now.
So you put Jeremy Frimpong.
Jeremy Frimpong, who doesn't speak a word Dutch.
Does he not?
No, he moved to England when he was at 7. And then he joined, I think, the Celtic.
Yeah, he did. Yeah,
youth. Yeah.
I like him. He's funny.
And so he will be playing, I guess, now.
Danny Aaron's go.
And now we have left back. It's between Blind and Malacia, but I'm going to pick Malacia.
Blind is too old. I think Blind could start over Ake in centre back. Blind could start over Ake in centre back.
At the moment,
I don't think he should. I like Ake. You know, he played for the club
that you now have played for.
That I now play for.
So that's what I would have as my defence. I think that's a solid defence.
I can agree with that.
I think it's
Pretty put De Vrij or De Ligt on there?
De Ligt has a little bit of an injury, I think, still. So start De Vrij against Senegal, I guess. Jurrien Timber can still... But midfield...
Is it Timber that plays for Feyenoord, his brother?
Quinton. Yeah.
They're brothers.
They're twins.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, they used to play in the Feyenoord Youth Academy.
And then the other one went to Feyenoord. Yeah.
And my midfield would be Koopmeiners, left center mid, and then Frenkie de Jong right center mid. Mm-hmm. Well, that assist for Rafinha.
That's insane.
That was sweet. He's getting back to his best, so that's also good to see. And then my cam would be Berghuis.
You'd play with a cam and not with a CDM?
Yeah, because we don't really have a CDM. We can play with Matt Alone.
You play Frankie a bit further back.
True. But no, I'll play with a cam. I think we play with a cam. I'll go for Berghuis. And then, yeah, my two strikers would be Memphis Depay and Cody Gakpo. Or did I miss someone out? I think that's... Yeah.
And then Bergwijn as a super sub.
Or maybe Bergwijn as a striker.
I'd start... I'm going to try it. Do a different. If we put it as a 4-3-3, you have Sabalo, you have right back.
Frimpong.
Just a right back, though.
Yeah. What else? A right wing back?
No. He plays as a right wing back for.
If injured, if Dumfries can't come, I would take Geertruida. I wouldn't take Divine Wrench. At the moment, I would take Geertruida. Despite the fact he's not played, he was very close to joining the team.
He plays on the.
Yeah. And
okay. Assuming that Dumfries is fit for the World Cup, play a fullback. Like Dumfries on the right, Malacia is the left back. Then you can play Van Dijk and Ake.
Yeah, I guess I agree.
And then in the three midfield, Frenkie, Davon, and Koopmeiners. And then left wing Gakpo, in the middle Depay. And then on the right, you played Berghuis, maybe.
Or Berghuis, yeah. He's been playing through the middle, and as he said,
he's been playing centre mid.
That he prefers playing centre mid. That's also interesting. I think our bench is also so solid. Yeah, I think we have such a solid bench.
Very good players that can come on as well. Like, for example, Klaassen always comes on and does something.
He's also like a, you don't really see those type of players no more in big leagues.
Yeah, like because Boldy,
they flop. They flop.
Boldy Klaassen very much.
Yeah, exactly. But
no, you have such a solid defense. To be honest, that's
yeah. And like really if one gets injured, squad. That doesn't really matter that much, right? You can Tim was also
except your right back and left back are a bit weak on the.
In depth, in that regard, yeah. I say left back more than right back. But yeah, like yeah. Denzel, just
Ake can play left back, I guess.
True. Yeah, that's also something that could happen. But then you should have picked Botman so that you could have done that because he's also left footed.
But yeah, I think it's right footed centre back on the left.
And then coming on, I think we have Xavi Simons, Noah Long, who can really change up the game.
You got Luke de Jong.
Luke de Jong. I think every team needs someone like Luke de Jong, a pinch hitter. Mm-hmm. Someone who can just, you know, cause chaos. Because, you know, 80th minute, this dude, this lanky twat, comes on.
You need a lamppost.
Yeah, exactly. And then you start crossing in the ball, and then the whole team just starts, you know, thrilling a little bit, like shaking.
And if you put Val and yeah, Luke.
Exactly. It's like you're 1-0 down to the USA somehow.
Against fucking. Wait, who's in your group?
Fucking Ecuador and Qatar.
People from Ecuador are not tall.
No, exactly.
They are not tall. My man is going to be like 3
Bro, Qatar,
tall.
Bro. Qataris, there's only like 3,000 Qataris. But no, imagine you're like 1-0 down, you just put, okay, you know what? The centre backs go up. Mm-hmm. You know, Van Dijk goes up, De Vrij goes up. Then you bring on two.
Van Dijk played a striker for a bit when he was younger, no?
Yeah, and then you bring on, what was it, Luke de Jong and Valverde, and you just start crossing the ball with like five, like, giant is going to cause chaos, but you know, it's a nice balance.
You know what's a good Barcelona midfield? Frankie Pedri and Gavi. They play very well together. Like that midfield has future, so much future.
Yeah,
that's scary.
Okay, with that all being said, I think we said yeah, Danjuma and Botman were the big ones for me. Mm-hmm. People were saying Bobby, but he's overrated as well.
Who's your dark horses for the World Cup?
My dark horse. I don't really think there is one. I think it's everyone's game. I think everyone can win. Like, from the, like, top 10 teams in the world, I think, apart from maybe, like, Belgium. Mm-hmm. Don't see Belgium winning, but, like, England.
I don't see France winning as well. They're coming out in the group stages. Because Denmark has a good team.
That's
Denmark will beat France. You heard it here first.
I think so, too.
My dark horses, no bias.
Serbia.
It's no, they really
Mitrovic. Is he injured?
He is injured, but I think he's still good. No, but they have a good team. They have Milicovic, also other Savic. They also got Blahovic. They got Jovic that plays for Fiorentina now. They have a good team. Okay, maybe they don't have the most amazing superstars, but you don't need superstars in the World Cup.
No.
You need a team. I think Serbia is a good team, to be honest.
Who's going to flop?
Belgium, man.
But it's too easy. I don't think Belgium will
do well. South Korea. South Korea has a decent squad, you know. They got Kim from Napoli. And,
yeah, you know two players well then.
No, you got Kang In Lee.
Oh, jeez!
You got Kang In Lee from Mallorca.
No way.
You got.
Oh, yeah, he's kind of supposed to be good.
Yeah,
I guess.
They have an okay team. I think they'll.
It's fun. It's a fun team.
Yeah. I'm not saying they're going to win the World Cup, but yeah.
I think there are going to be surprises, as there always is. But I think the biggest flop is going to be Brazil.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't think Brazil are going to do that. Or Portugal. Santos, I just don't like Santos.
I think Portugal wants it. Portugal and Argentina, they want it.
Yeah. That's maybe why there's going to be so much pressure on them, and they're going to underperform. So
I think the USA will flop.
Hmm?
The USA will flop.
I think Wales will get out of the group with England. It's just something Wales would do. You know, it's just a Wales thing.
Who else could flop? To be honest, I think Belgium may not make out the group.
With Morocco and
I think Croatia will come first.
Yeah, Croatia's just a good team. But, and like, at the end of the day, look at their squad.
Canada doesn't have that much of a bad team either.
Canada's been performing very well since. Yeah, they've got Davies.
What's the hardest group, do you think?
It has to be the England group, right?
No, the England group is easy. Come on. I'd say it's either the Brazil or the Portugal group, to be honest.
I think it's the Portugal group, yeah. But or maybe even Group A. You know, the hosts, Qatar, you know, Ecuador. I make fun now, but we're gonna, if we get knocked out, it's going to be
shambles. Spain is in trouble, man. Spain is in trouble.
With Germany and who else?
And Japan.
Japan.
And Costa Rica.
Oh, Costa Rica should be.
Costa Rica should be
fantastic. Is Kaelin Navas still goalkeeping these days?
You know who's going to be back as the best goalkeeper in the world?
Ochoa. You don't have to tell us. Fuck me. No, Ochoa.
That's a good team, you know.
Yeah, they have a good striker. They have a good striker.
They have a...
What's his name again? A really good young striker. Scored against Lazio recently. Like, what's his name?
Santiago Jimenez?
I think it is Santiago. Yeah. He plays for a very good club as well, but...
Yeah.
Feyenoord. Amazing. Amazing.
Amazing.
Maybe Mexico can disappoint.
They got Chucky Lozano as well.
Yeah. Yeah, they just all have like decent players, I guess. Like if you go like the lists one by one off, then you're gonna find out that
Poland. I think Poland could do more.
Yeah, Poland always disappoint. Poland, I guess.
They disappoint.
They also have a really good player, Bar Lewandowski. His name is Szymanski.
He also plays for
a really good team.
Poland?
Oh my god, yes! And no. He plays against the guy from Mexico who also plays for. Who's also amazing. Wow.
Wow, that's
really gonna be our Clásico.
That's really amazing, huh? No, they got Jelinski from
Zelinski.
They got Matty Cash.
But where is the USAF guy from Georgia, right?
Yeah, what's his name?
Kvaratskhelia from Georgia.
Fucking idiot.
That was a shambles.
Yeah.
If you seen the meme, you would know.
You know, fucking bro, Serbia. Okay, no bias. They came first. They came first in the Nations League group.
Yeah.
They beat Norway. They beat Sweden. The only team they didn't beat was Slovenia. They went unbeaten in the Nations League.
All right. Well, let's go through predictions then. Let's go through the whole thing.
Look at this. They literally. Oh no, they did lose. Who did they lose against? But look at this. 13 points.
Yeah, that was a tough group. Like they're all.
That's a tough group.
Okay, so who's going to be top of Group A?
Okay,
it's going to be Netherlands, Senegal.
Yeah, no, Netherlands.
Let's do it quickly.
I think Ecuador will come out in front of Senegal. Actually, no, I don't. Netherlands first, Senegal.
What about Mendy and Koulibaly?
Yeah. Netherlands first, Senegal second, Qatar third, Ecuador fourth.
Yeah. England first, right?
Yep. Iran second.
They also have a really good player.
Yeah.
Ali Reza. No, I think it's going to be England and Wales, number two.
Imagine the USA make out top.
It'd be fun.
Yeah, it would be fun. I think the USA-Iran game is going to be something. It's gonna be something.
Yeah, in the Middle East.
Jesus.
And then Group C is also interesting.
Argentina will come first.
It's between Mexico and Poland, right?
Yeah, Saudi Arabia will come last. Who do you have faith in?
I've got to back my boys in Mexico.
I think Mexico wants to come first.
But it's I think Checo Poland. Checo. But I think Lewandowski will score and crush all the hopes. But I think Mexico could go and beat Argentina. That's one thing I do know.
No, I think
I think that could.
I think Argentina will go.
Maybe Group C is going to be like
Argentina will go unbeaten, destroy every game, and then lose in the final against Portugal
because Sui scores
two,
and then he gets like broken ankle from Rodrigo de Paul.
Rodrigo de Paul. The man is there to kill someone
as soon as Messi's on
as
the
soon
pitch.
As soon as Messi's there, Rodrigo de Paul plays. Like a fucking Ballon d'Or player winning place for Argentina.
Yeah, it's different. But no, I think Group C could become like Group F what was it, Group H or whatever, in the Europa League with final. Except that Saudi Arabia are not going to have any
points. I think Argentina,
they're all going to have 6 points.
Argentina first and Mexico second.
Interesting. Then Group D.
Denmark first,
yeah.
Australia second.
France third. Tunisia.
Australia will beat France by goal difference. Yeah, air first. By goal difference.
Oh, it's going to be devastating because the Australian goalkeeper is going to. It's the first game and they're going to save a penalty.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be 1-1. But because he saved that penalty, they're going to go through. That's.
You are there first.
That would be funny.
Group E, I think Spain will win. I think Spain will come to. I think it will beat Germany. We've done it before. Beat them 4-0 in the Nations League. I think Spain will come first, then it'll beat Germany, then Japan, then Costa Rica. I think it'll be a straightforward group.
I agree. For me, it's 50-50 between Germany and...
I'm just saying that because I'm biased. Germany should come top. And then Group F.
That's an interesting one because I think they're all mediocre. What? No disrespect to any of these countries. I just think they're group all. F. Could, yeah, I think they could all beat each other. That's
I,
one
I think Croatia's coming top. Croatia does well in European in international.
Yeah, I was thinking last time, England, so maybe they reached this, what is it, no.
In the Euros, they lost against Spain, and they were up in the game,
yeah.
And they made the final.
So you're always saying Croatia and Morocco, outside shot, could they do it?
Morocco doesn't have that bad of a team, you know.
Bonu, Ziyech, and they finally got rid of that stupid, yeah, that's their coach. Yeah. Is he good? No way.
Yeah, he is.
They also have, what's his face, Atal? Oh no, he's Algerian, never mind.
He's Algerian.
Algerian.
Oh no, anyways, no, I think Belgium.
Moving on.
I think Belgium will come second.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Croatia first, Belgium second.
I think I'm going to laugh. I think it's going to be Canada and Croatia that go through, the two C's. It's going to be a close game. I'm just pretend. Yeah.
That's going to be a close group.
It is. Group G, favourites, arguably Brazil. Topping that group.
I think Serbia wins the group. I think Serbia will beat Brazil in the first game. There's my shot. I have full faith in that. Serbia beats Brazil.
Want to put money on it?
I'm going to put money on it. But, you know, Mitro. No, no. Like, this, I am biased, but I'm not.
Why are you biased?
I my girlfriend's Serbian, but, you know. No, but I think Serbia really could do it. I think they'll come first.
How funny would it be? If Serbia and Switzerland go through it, because I could actually see that happen. Switzerland is a tough team to beat, bro.
Serbia and Switzerland is the last game, and that game always goes fucked because of politics, because of Albanians and Serbians. And it's the last game of the group, and imagine they're drawing on points, and whoever wins the game goes through. It would be fucking insane. It would be insane.
But no, I think I back Switzerland as well, man. Switzerland always have this decency because, like, in the Euros as well, they beat France.
And they know how to beat Spain.
And they know how to. They have Jan Sommer, bro. He knows how to stop a penalty.
Xhaka got injured.
Wait, did he? Yeah, he got Sommer. That's okay. They have Dani Ceballos.
They got Mbolo.
Mbolo. Mbolo. So, no, I think it would be fun. It'd be so hilarious.
If Brazil comes out, man. If Brazil that would be karma. That would be karma if not taking Renan Lodi and Mateus Cunha.
And then, so what we say? Okay, we're gonna play it safe.
I'm gonna say Serbia first, Brazil second.
Okay, well, I'm gonna say Brazil first and Switzerland to go through.
Okay,
I hate to break it to you.
That's okay.
I just fucking hate Tadic. I promise, down for that twat.
Yeah, they also have Tadic.
Yeah. Their captain.
Yeah.
Group H, tough group. You got. Darwin.
South Korea will come last. Actually,
not Ghana.
I think Ghana's going through.
There's no way. Ain't no way.
I think Ghana's going through.
Thomas Partey's having the season of his life, so.
Actually, I don't think Uruguay will make it through, to be honest.
Was Jose Maria Jimenez injured?
No, but it's just.
No! Valverde, Jose Maria Jimenez, Nunes, Suarez. Cavani, Suarez. These guys know how to win, bro. Muslera, still, the same goal came from 2010.
Yeah, no, I was looking at it with my brother yesterday. Their defense is. Ropes.
No, they have good defenders.
They got Matias Oliver as well.
Diego Godin.
He's going. Yeah, it's okay. They're winning it because of Godin. It's going.
And they have this guy.
Oliveira, yeah.
Oliveira, who plays for Napoli. So
I don't know. They're good. This team is tough. I think Portugal makes it through.
It's easy. It's Portugal and Uruguay make it through.
I don't know, man. Do you not remember when Ghana and Uruguay? I think Ghana makes it through. Really.
Ghana to make it through.
So wow. That's been like my shout. Ghana to make it through, Serbia to top the group, and France to go out. Those are my three...
Big predictions.
Three big predictions.
Okay. Let me just try and find where we can quickly, have... Oh, this is going to cost me money in it.
Predictor.
Yeah, like quickly, because I know... Kind of how it works. I think, yeah, we have it here, but to do it. So the Netherlands will go top. You have like the knockout stages, right? Which is where it gets interesting.
Yeah. I think football has one.
Yeah, you have it here, but you have to calculate from 1C to 2D if a World Cup draw predictor. I don't want to play the draw predictor.
It's an original predictor. Do you need to see this one?
What? Oh, press play? Maybe it works. But yeah, okay, well, Switzerland sorted out. I think
you. I need to log in. I'll log in if you want.
Yeah, go for it. So try. But my big prediction. Wait, this one, you have to fill it in. This is a bit. I think.
There you go. Start now.
We'll start. So yeah, just tap it.
Group A.
Just quickly.
No, you just put who you stop.
Yeah.
Netherlands Senegal first. Senegal second. And then we'll take a screenshot of this.
No, there's not. No, you go next then, don't you? Yeah, after. So this is.
Yeah, but I mean, we can take a screenshot and then.
Yeah, post it.
Yeah.
But the people are listening, so.
England, what do we say second?
We have to agree on this. I'm going to say Wales.
You say Wales. I'm saying Iran.
You're saying Iran to go through?
Yeah.
That's mad. Really?
Yeah.
No.
Okay, we'll put Wales.
Okay.
And then USA third.
Oh yeah, also let us know, guys, if you have made it to like this 45th minute of the episode. Or 27th, I don't know. No, 45th. It's 45th. There is a poll up on this Spotify episode, I think, only Spotify. I don't know, I'm not sure. Let us know. We're gonna put the World Cup there as a vote, a poll. Mm-hmm. So let me know who you think is going to win.
So we've always saying England first?
Yeah, Wales second, and these doesn't matter, so.
Okay.
Argentina first.
I think there's also fun. Like this. Denmark.
This is also fun. Denmark first. Predictions.
Denmark first. Australia second. France third.
No, I think France will go through. I think this is where the curse gets lifted.
I'm still playing Denmark first.
Yeah. Denmark first. 100%. Okay, then Spain first and Germany second.
And then Japan third.
It doesn't make a difference. I remember what we're saying.
I'm saying Croatia first.
Croatia first, Belgium second. Yeah.
Morocco last, yeah.
It doesn't really matter who's last or third. Okay, this is what you can have Serbia in. I don't really mind. Serbia second.
You can have Brazil first, yeah, and then put Switzerland third.
Yeah, again, doesn't.
Okay. To be fair, you know, I did some calculations because I was like, what if Serbia plays Spain? If Spain comes top and Serbia comes second, and then they each win their game of the knockout, the first game, then they play each other, or vice versa. If Spain comes second and Serbia comes first.
Okay, and now, I think it's I think it's
Portugal right. First.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And then Uruguay second. Or do you want to play Uruguay top?
Nah, that's fine. I think you press next.
Yep.
Okay, this is where I'm getting. Okay, so the Netherlands versus Wales. Easy. Netherlands, right?
Netherlands.
Touch wood. Argentina, France. Oh my god.
That is mad. Argentina's got to have that. Messi will bag. He'll turn up in this game.
Nah, Messi's washed.
I don't care. I'm voting Argentina. I think Argentina will.
That means Netherlands, Argentina.
Spain, Belgium.
That's easy, Spain.
Spain.
Brazil, Uruguay.
Brazil.
No. I think this is where it goes. I think Darwin Nunez. I'm not even kidding.
Okay, we'll vote Uruguay. We'll vote Uruguay. I have faith in you.
They England, also didn't select Igor Pashao, which is...
England, Senegal.
It has to be England.
It has to be England. Denmark will beat Mexico, I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, that's true.
Germany, Croatia.
And I think Portugal got against Serbia. I think we've seen this in the Nations League recently. Croatia don't beat Germany.
Croatia don't beat Germany.
No, I think there's too many upsets. Okay. The bookies have got that also,
And then I think Serbia beats Portugal.
Let's do it.
It happened in the Nations League as well, and then Ronaldo threw his captain's armband
because he said his goal qualification. Winning. They were in the same, and they topped their group, so they have to play.
They beat Portugal.
Yeah. So why not do it?
Pick up the Serbia. Netherlands, Argentina.
I think we got this, man. I think... We can stop Messi. I don't even believe. Who is it? Tyrell Malacia. Pocketed Mo Salah this season.
So we're saying Netherlands. I have faith in the Netherlands. I live in the Netherlands. Sorry.
I want
Rodrigo Ball to win, but you know.
But who do you want to win it more? Like my boy Justin Bello.
Justin Bello, come on, man. I want to see the vibes in this country.
Bro. And then.
Spain all the way.
Ooh.
I think Spain's got that. I think Bao Torres will pocket fucking that window. I think Spain could really take
it. This is going to be interesting.
I don't think they'll win, but I think they could go really far.
England, Denmark. That was the semi-final in the Euros.
I think England won. I think England will win it.
Nah, England are making it way too far for my liking. Then they're all going to be screaming it's going to be coming on.
In the last tournament, they made it to the semi-final of the World Cup, to the final of the Euros.
Who?
England.
Yeah, true. But then...
Denmark?
I think we
are. Are we back in Serbia against Germany?
No. I think
you're
the
not
Germans,
back in Serbia.
I think the Germans now know how to...
Nah, come see, on, man.
Yeah,
Mitro.
Cup, bro, they've won it six times with your Mitro. Mitro is not going to do shit, bro. Mitro
is going to score a hat-trick.
But then you play Serbia then.
Yeah, I want to play Serbia. That's the whole point of it.
Okay, well then let's select Serbia.
Okay.
Otherwise you play Germany again. No, it's Dylan's
we can't do this. We can't do this. Toby wants this game. Toby wants this game.
Bro, this is so fucked. We have 4 teams remaining in the World Cup, according to our predictions. And all of them are bang average. Yeah. It's the Netherlands, Spain, Denmark, and Serbia.
Bro, it's fine.
Bro, this is all European dominance.
This has no bias. I think the Netherlands will beat Spain.
Okay. And then the winner of the... No. We have to... Firstly, the winner of the second...
Spain gets medal. Third. And then for the first Netherlands, time... The Netherlands beat Serbia.
Bro, I'm going to say it now. If the Netherlands win the World Cup, This is so fake. If this happens, this podcast will go viral.
Watch it. No, but I think Argentina will make it far.
Okay, let's go back. Okay, all fun and games. Yeah, did we say...
You guys can listen.
No, but it was... I think Netherlands could actually generally beat Argentina.
Yeah. No, but guys, let's listen to that. Wait. This was like the funny jokes, and now we're going to actually do
it. No, but this is all correct.
Yeah, this is all correct. Netherlands beats Wales. Argentina beats France.
Yeah, Spain beat Belgium. This was all fine.
Uruguay beat Brazil.
I thought so. It could be both. It's
Let's go Brazil. Let's go England, Denmark,
yeah,
Germany, Portugal.
And Portugal. Yeah. Then you just have really good teams remaining. No, Croatia and shit. Netherlands are... I still stand by this. People are going to think I'm crazy, but I think Netherlands
can I can back you. I'll back you. Spain, Brazil.
Brazil. No?
Yeah.
Other way. No, I think Denmark still.
You think Denmark still against England?
Yeah.
What about Germany, Portugal?
I think we've seen this in the Nations League as well.
Portugal.
Yeah, I think Portugal too. Netherlands versus Brazil.
Brazil? I don't think Brazil beat the Netherlands.
No, it's not. Why is it always when I make prediction things? Last year I was also...
No. Okay. I'm sorry. Let's start again. Netherlands, Argentina, Spain, Brazil, England, Denmark, Germany.
Yeah, that's all the same. Okay.
I think Argentina beats the Netherlands.
No. I do not believe Argentina can beat us. They're full of hype. Okay, they're not a team.
Let's do it.
It's all around one player.
Let's see what happens if we do Argentina.
They get Argentina, Brazil.
Spain. Brazil.
I think it's still Denmark, bro.
Denmark and Portugal. This would be mad. Argentina, Brazil would be mad.
And you still have this.
Yeah, and then you have Argentina, Portugal, World Cup final.
That's easy. Bro, speed will fly over to
that game. I think Argentina beats Portugal.
No. Again, you and everybody who thinks Argentina's going to win the World Cup, I'm afraid.
Rodri de Paul and Nahuel Molina.
But do they have Valverde? No, they don't. They don't. Do they have Pincher?
I don't think Argentina or Portugal will win the World Cup.
Okay, so I'm going to say it. The Netherlands are going to be World Cup champions.
Okay, let's go. Let's do
for
that.
For the first time in the history, the Netherlands...
You said Uruguay would be Brazil.
Yeah.
Denmark, Germany.
I think that's the... Wait. You've got to realize upsets, right? There's always one upset.
Yeah, Serbia.
Yeah, and Uruguay. I think Uruguay being Brazil is also... Yeah, it's also 50-50. Serbia beat Portugal, you said, yeah?
Yep.
Okay, yeah, well, that's reasonable. I don't think there's any good team.
Netherlands beat Argentina, I guess.
Yeah, we've spoken about this now 3 times.
Spain, Uruguay.
That's all you meant. Take your bias.
I'm going to take my bias. We're taking our bias with this bitch. Denmark.
Yeah. No, because then we get the same thing.
We'll vote Germany. We'll all say but Germany.
But this is already amazing for Serbia, right?
Yeah, no, I think Serbia's making it far. Serbia's making it semis.
Serbia's
making it semis.
You're going to have a semi when they make it a semi.
Anyways.
Netherlands, if this happens, Sergio, we're watching together.
Netherlands will win. I think it will be the ultimate revenge.
Yeah, it would be.
I think it'll be a Netherlands Germany
final. No way.
And I think Netherlands will win it.
Netherlands Germany.
And this is our thing. We've made it.
We submitted it.
Wow. Oh, this is sick.
Bro, that's
share. I'm gonna share on Twitter.
So yeah, is that what we're saying?
Take a screenshot.
Are we agreeing on this, or do you have a different view?
I think we can agree with this.
Okay. The Netherlands to win the World Cup after defeating...
We are so biased, you know?
No, I don't. Yeah.
Serbia beating Portugal, bias.
Well, watch us just lose against Wales. Like, it could just happen.
I still think.
Just,
like, okay, check, not even biased. Like, okay, maybe like, a bit biased. Serbia will make it far. Serbia will make it far. Wait, what happens if you? No, I want to go back. I want to go back. Fuck.
Why do you want to go back?
I want to see what happens if you put Serbia top of the group.
Ooh.
Can I check on yours?
Yeah, I can't. I can't again. But if you, if Serbia no, yeah, first, they play against second group H. They play Portugal.
It's at the top, no?
They play.
Where do you go to matches? Do you have it?
I don't. But no, look, they play either Uruguay or, what is it, Portugal. It doesn't really matter, because it's their group, so.
Yeah, but they would go on the other side of the thing.
Then they would face Holland.
They would face Holland.
And that's, you know, any team that faces Holland, it's over. I'm afraid. And I also have big faith in Louis van Gaal. I think...
Louis van Gaal was already...
I do. I think Louis... Bro, he said it as well. He wants to become world champion, and I believe him. I would have LVG. No, I'm joking. I'm not. No, I do genuinely think that he's a great manager. So and in 2014, when he was also the coach, we had a worst team. We had good attackers.
But you had Robin.
We had Robin. We had Van Persie. We had good players, but we didn't have a good team.
Okay,
we had a worst team.
Tell me.
We had Stefan de Vrij when he was 16.
Without looking at the groups or anything, what are your three favorites to win the World Cup?
Three favorites.
It doesn't have to be in order. Just three countries that you think will have a very good
chance of winning it.
Yeah.
The Netherlands.
Mm-hmm.
My dark horse will be Denmark.
Okay.
So, as in my dark horse, I would say them as well.
So, two favourites and one dark horse.
Yeah, and then my other favourite will be if Argentina beat the Netherlands, it will be Portugal that win.
Okay. Okay. For me, it will be Argentina's favourite.
Dark horse Serbia.
And then for the other one, I'm thinking either the Netherlands or Germany. I think the Netherlands.
Wow, that's lots of pressure on the boys. I'm going to buy a t-shirt as well. I love their t-shirt. I think it's a sick design.
The new one?
Yeah, but I haven't seen it in person yet, so I don't know if it's reflective or anything, or if it's just the design that is done there. But yeah. I think that's right.
Well, these have been some interesting shouts.
Oh, and yeah, I think
To sum it up, we said our two favourites.
Yeah, so we said two favourites. We said one maybe biased and the other one not biased. Yeah.
My non-biased one is Argentina. The biased one is the Netherlands. And then the dark horse, which is always biased, is Serbia.
Yeah. No, that'd be funny as fuck if Serbia make it as far. But
right, it'll be fucking insane.
I think my bias and non-biased pick is just the Netherlands still. I think we're going to do it, I think.
Okay.
Been absent.
And then your bias will be Portugal, who's you want Ronaldo to win.
Yeah. So, nah, but
Ronaldo is to score a hat-trick in the final.
Is he selected?
He is selected.
But yeah, no, nah, I think...
He scored like four out of his last five goals.
And he's still benched.
Yep.
My man. And then, yeah, let's talk goal scorers quickly to round off because we're nearing the hour. So let's just might as well just go all the way to the hour. Mm-hmm. Top goal scorer. Who is going to be the top goal scorer? Neymar? Neymar's been on fire.
Leo Messi.
That is so boring.
It is boring.
I just want Messi to win because Messi is my goal.
I don't want Messi to win. I don't like Messi.
What is it called? Imitating people?
Yeah. I just like Argentina. I think Argentina is cool.
See, I would have been rooting for Colombia, but
they got no Colombia.
No Cini.
I think if it's not Messi, okay,
I think it's going to be, Memphis Depay. If the Netherlands go all the way, it's not ridiculous to think Memphis Depay.
It might be, okay. I think Morata could put up some good numbers. No.
He was good in the Euros.
He's been decent this season. Okay, no.
Bro, you tried to keep a straight face while saying that and you couldn't.
No, okay.
Hey, it'll be surprising if he does well. I hope he does well.
I think Darwin Nunez could do well.
Yeah, but he gets knocked out, according to you, by Serbia.
Oh, yeah, he does get knocked out.
Maybe he scores like three hat-tricks.
Oh, fucking Mitro World Cup.
Yeah.
Mitro World Cup.
It looks like you're supporting Serbia more than Spain.
Yeah, because Serbia's like the underdog one.
No, fair enough. Well, Spain is also an underdog. I don't think they're favourites.
Yeah, Spain's an underdog.
France.
I hope
we Mbappe. Completely disregarded France.
I think it's also because of Ocon.
We're not taking it to the Formula One.
Formula One bias.
No, but I think...
I think it's a curse. France will come out, even though I'll be really sad for Griezmann. He is probably my favourite player of all time.
Really?
Yeah.
Antoine Griezmann, eh? He's not mine. That's definitely... Mine is... Yeah.
Robin.
Robin from Percy. Bro, my God. He, every time he talks, he's just getting out. With that being said, I think... I think we'll have an interesting World Cup. To round it off, I think it's going to be a very interesting cup.
I think the atmosphere will be really good, even though it's had a lot of
It's not going to have a good atmosphere. But it's going to be whack atmosphere.
I think it'll be good.
No, it's going to be terrible.
I think that the nerves, the hype is going to start coming in.
And also, if there's one team I want to win the World Cup, Denmark. Just because they're so... They're so anti-Qatar.
I want the Netherlands to win the World Cup.
They're so anti-Qatar. And they make so many statements. It'd be hilarious if they then go on to win.
Imagine Qatar make out the group.
It's rigged, bro. I'm not gonna lie.
It's only rigged if they beat fucking Senegal and.
No, it is, bro. Qatar, bro. None of these. Have you seen the population of Qatar? It's like 5,000 people, bro, and all inbred.
Yeah, but like, okay, interesting. But say they do play good football.
Say if they do. Yeah, and okay, let's just purely imagine that Sheikh Mansour, whoever which Sheikh, has good money in his pockets and goes, hey, there you go, play bad and we look good.
I don't know.
It's a big stage, a big world. I think because it's Qatar, I don't think it will influence that much because normally the hosts, you want the hosts to go far.
Yeah, like South Africa.
They didn't make it far, did they?
No.
No, but in general, like Russia beat Spain. Yeah. Or Moscow was it?
I actually have a friend in
No one asked.
In uni that worked for that game.
Really?
Like outside the stadium.
Nice.
They said that the fucking ground shook when they won the penalties.
And you were crying. So was I. Oh, wait, no, we weren't even qualified, so.
Oh, yeah, no one's wrong. Oh, yeah, that's peak Italy, all right. And I like Italy, man. That's sad. I like Italy.
That was sad. But they don't deserve it, so at the end of the day. I'd also win the Euros and then just not qualify, then qualify both.
Serbia win the World Cup before and the Netherlands do.
Look at that's being so funny, this fucking Spaniard. Bro, if it wasn't for Casillas' toes, bro, you would not have won that game.
Yeah. Fine margins.
But it could be one of... World Cups never really go the way you expect them to go. Yeah, like, Croatia came really far. Obviously,
I mean, France
were one of the favourites then, but...
Who won in 2014? Germany.
Germany. That was Argentina. Favorite. No. No?
No, Brazil was the favourite then.
Yeah, Brazil was highly the favourite. And then, obviously, after they beat them 7-1, they became the favourites. But that's normal, maybe, because you reached the final. So then it's
more favourites this year are Brazil and Argentina again.
Yeah, there is still European dominance since 2002.
Mm-hmm.
That's the last time when Brazil won in, I think it was South Korea and Japan.
The World Cup is the European countries, Brazil and Argentina.
And yeah, and Uruguay, who won it when twice.
Yeah, in like 1934 and 38.
Yeah, exactly. So we got to give it to them. Maybe it's their time. Maybe it's their time. Who knows?
I'd like to see Uruguay go far.
Oh, and also... Penalties is going to be an interesting thing.
Penalties.
We haven't even thought about like scores and shit and how that could influence the game.
Oh my god.
We're just clicking on like teams. Like, imagine.
Yeah. The World Cup, football is impossible to predict. That's the fun of it.
Exactly. And even, impossible to predict. Most, who's going to be like the best player of this tournament? Because that could be different to the top goal scorer, right?
Mm-hmm. Best player.
If Germany make far, I think it's going to be Musiala.
Musiala? I was thinking Jude Bellingham.
Yeah, if England make far, I think he also has a chance. Maybe even Frenkie de Jong.
Yeah, Frenkie de Jong. Maybe even a fucking...
We're just saying maybe then. Pedri. Yeah, good. Good, dude.
No, but I think a centre-back, I have a feeling there'll be a standout centre-back from one of the smaller teams that will carry.
Maybe Milinkovic-Savic. Who knows? I think that's where we're going to stop.
Yeah, we're going off track now.
We also have to go to a game soon. Super Bowl. Against Excelsior. So,
Rotterdam Derby.
All right, let us know with the poll. Make sure you follow us on the Instagram, Offside Insta.
We'll keep you on. The World Cup will be fun. We'll have
it. We'll record during the World Cup. Yeah. Hopefully more frequently. So, yeah. Let us know who your favourites are to win. let us know if we're just deluded as fuck thinking the Netherlands are going to win.
And we hope you enjoyed this. This was very
fun. Yeah, thank you very much for listening as well. We appreciate that. Yeah, that was it. Well,
yep.
Goodbye. That was not. That's awkward. Wait, this is stop.
Let's record. Stop. Is it? Stop.
Oh, yes. This is going to.